This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, seriously, be involved in the conversation. Head up to the website. Head up to, well, I guess you can't do Facebook anymore. This is becoming a nightly. It's becoming a nightly affair between us and Facebook. I mean, really getting crazy. And it's the reason is so generic. Just don't know what you've done wrong or not done wrong. You know what I mean? But hey. The news is still out there. There's still things we need to get to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do want to get to the Democrats still living in an alternate universe, and they are. But let's hit some of these other stories first, because there are some pretty important stories going on out there. The White House, the Obama White House. No, not the Obama White House. I want to stay away from that for a moment. The Obama, the Trump White House. God. They have said that they're not going to use executive order to keep Comey or anybody else from testifying to any one of the houses. Which is a good thing, right? So, he wants you to talk about transparency. They're on his case because he's got something to hide. He must have something to hide. Well, guess what? You know who started that? Do you know who thought it was a good thing to do? You're right. Obama. So the White House used executive privilege to keep Obama aide from testifying about his food consumption? No. The Iran deal. That's right. Because there were questions that that Congress wanted answered about the Iran nuclear deal, and they couldn't get them. You know why? Because Obama used executive privilege to keep his people from testifying. It'd be interest of national security. Why? Why is nothing that Donald Trump does in the interest of national security, but everything that Obama did, including you know where his tail nail clippings ended up being a national security issue? Now, after congressional Republicans called his bluff, President Obama's deputy named security advisor refused to testify to Congress about whether he misled the public in pushing the Iranian nuclear deal. And he fell on executive privilege. Ben Rhodes was a speechwriter for Obama who became a top foreign policy advisor. He landed in hot water after an interview with the New York Times in which he disparaged reporters as ignorant. And easily manipulated. See, these guys were so arrogant, they would just push it right in your face. And then they get mad when Sean Spicer says, hey, I'm not going to tell you. Right? Now, here's an operative of Obama saying, you guys are easily manipulated. Now, that doesn't mean because they'd never done it before. Of course they did it. That's how they knew he was easily manipulated. And then he went on to suggest that the administration relies on false narratives to sell the Iranian deal. When they asked him to explain himself, the White House refused to let him, saying it would intrude on the separation of powers. Wow. So now there's a separation of powers. Well, sometimes there is. The Republican Oversight Committee was like, wow. What do we do with that? You have plenty of time, Mr. Rhodes, to go out and talk to all media friends, talk to the echo chamber that you are bragging about in the New York Times. But when it comes to actually answering hard questions under oath, you decide not to do so. Jason Chaffetz was on him about that. Start what video? Oh, that's bad. If I waited that long, that's bad. All right. Sorry about that. Thought I hit the go button. Anyway. Perfect. Yeah. Whatever. Go away. So, it's interesting how, again, this is what I was talking about, the double standard, where the Obama aides are allowed to scream executive privilege. But if Trump even thinks about it, they go nuts. The double standard. They're not interested in equality, people. They're interested in total and utter control. All right. What other crazy stories I have for you guys? I want to get through some of these before I go to the main... Oh, a high school art display has a picture or pictures or multiple pictures of Trump depicted as the devil with a caption that says, burn in hell. I wonder if we did that with Obama. We think it would have been okay with that as a freedom of speech thing. Now, a New York school district has launched an investigation into a student art show that included profane references of President Trump. A student art show give me a break. Yeah, nobody knew that was up there. The art show at Shen High School featured a dozen drawings of the president's face. Above the drawings was a sign that read, draw on me, and a nearby table was a box filled with markers. Let's just say the youngsters didn't hold back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I want to get right back to it. Kind of like smorgasbord night. Got a whole bunch of stuff going on. Got a whole bunch of stories going on. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, be part of the live chat room that's going on up there. You can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right Wing, Bible Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that we've been, all the labels we've been given by the left. But they're not true. They're just not true. So, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That was, look at that. Only in America. Well, it's all right. I think I. What? Yeah, I know it's good. Look at how dark it just got. So any, and as soon as I get my phone back, I could probably look up my story from today, maybe. But anyway, it's always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. That computer is wonderful because when you depend on them and they go down, life comes to an end. But we were talking about how the I don't want to call it double standard anymore. I used to call it double standard. But I'm not going to call it a double standard anymore because it really isn't. See, a double standard is when you go, well, this is what one side does, this is what the other side does, and we're okay with this, we're not okay with this. They don't even acknowledge that they're doing something wrong. It's a big difference, a big deal. And that's scary. You know, you go back to, I know we beat this up a little bit tonight. Maybe a lot a little bit, I don't know. But when you think about it, when you go back to the fact that, let's go all the way back to FDR. Right? FDR decided that he was going to ban, what was it? He didn't take their citizenship away. Right? I don't believe he took his, I'm almost sure he didn't take their citizenship away. I didn't go that far into the article when I wrote it, believe it or not. But, he did. He suspended the citizenship for Germans, Japanese, and Italians. And I'm sure there wasn't an outcry. I'm sure people were upset, if you would. But I'm almost positive there wasn't a quote-unquote outcry over this. And it's scary, if you think about it, because a lot of these people were truly American citizens. How do you do this to them? And I'm not just asking. I'm saying, how do you do this to them? Now, that's going all the way back to FDR. Let's come forward. I like to call him Jimmy the Greek Carter. I mean, think about it. He suspended all Iranian visas. All of them. How do you deal with that? No, I'm dead serious. Nobody had a problem with that. He suspended visas of people that were here, living here. Right? And then, and again, no outcry from the left. They were good with all of that. And then you move forward. You had Billy Bob Clinton, who was fine, and I mean fine with putting up a temporary travel ban for the from countries that had HIV outbreaks. What do you think of that? You think that was okay? And there was an outcry. Why? Why? Because it was Billy Bob? Because it was Clinton? It was okay? And I'm asking the question because we seem to have a double set of standards, but it's not. It's an alternate universe where the left sees everything the right does as bad, nasty, evil, and terrible, and everything that they do is right on. And I mean right on. They do nothing wrong. And come on, guys. You guys, we all know that that's wrong in and of itself. I always have fun with this. Like, you guys don't know how much I hate computers. And I was in them for a long time. So anyhow, when you get down to this and if you're not outraged by this, if the left is not outraged, if the Democrats had no problem with what their leaders were doing, why would they have a problem with it when the right does it? Why is it all of a sudden an issue and a problem when the right does it? Don't you believe in the premise? Don't you believe in the principle? If you're drowning, if you're going down for the third time, is your first question, are you Republican or Democrat? Do you believe in abortion or not? Do you believe in gay marriage or not? Are those the questions you're asking the person as you're drowning? The other question I would have for you is, would you save a Republican if you're a Democrat, and vice versa? Hey, just a question. Yeah, I think some of you wouldn't. I think some of you would throw people under the bus. And then Obama does it 6 times. They were a little more sneaky about it. They stopped processing visas for 6 months from Iran. And that was in 2011. Now think about that. Who was the Secretary of State in 2011? Just don't say anything. Just think about it. It was also found that Al-Qaeda operatives were trying to attain refugee status in Kentucky. Now, they weren't easily caught. It took a little bit. And that's when that was one of the flags that went up when somebody finds out, okay, look, we got to stop this for a while until we figure this out. But then the real applicants that they did check, that they did know about, the ones that actually helped the U.S. The U.S. government. As intelligence sources, they were ignored, totally ignored. What's that all about? And why? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. A lot more going on after the break. Pray for electronics. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Super Berries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
To the Real Side on GCN Live. What perfect timing. I am Joe Bacita, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about the duplicity, I don't even know what you want to call it, of the Democrat Party. This delusion that they really think that the reason they didn't win was because they didn't go far left enough. And that everything the Republicans do, even if it's exactly what they're doing, even if it's exactly out of their playbook, it's wrong. And as we were coming back from commercial, they were playing Bill Clinton's clip, I think it was from 1995, thereabouts, where Bill was warning about illegal aliens, where Bill was warning about being tougher and stronger on our border, about not allowing people coming to this country illegally to take advantage of the system, about them not having welfare. Wow. Here's a novel idea. So, you know, you talk about all this stuff, and he was very adamant about it wasn't acceptable. It wasn't right. It wasn't good. So, you know, the question is, why was it okay for Billy Bob and not for Donald Trump? There's only one answer. Partly because you hate him and you hate Republicans. Really, it's that simple. So, Trump's temporary bans, right? The left is going nuts with them, even though, again, as I said earlier, Obama has done them. Bill Clinton's done them. Jimmy Carter did them. FDR did them. One of the bans that Donald Trump signed was actually emulated after a ban that Obama did. And the Obama appointee judge turned it down. How is that? How is it that you have the same exact verbiage almost, and it still gets turned down? Come on, think about it. When Republicans speak out of the need of the travel ban to any kind, right? We just want proper security screening. The left just loses their mind, like a bunch of spoiled 17-year-old brats. When the left actually implements a plan, Right? Pelosi and Schumer praised Obama for the way he handled these things. I bet the British had a temporary, are wishing now that they had a temporary ban and stronger checkpoints. Don't you think? Democrat leadership has decided that because of their losses over the last 8 years, they need to move further left, more towards socialism, more towards progressivism. Really? I mean, these guys, are they so lost? I mean, they, first of all, they lost all those seats across the country. Well, you know what? You guys were trying to implement anti-religion, anti-free speech, anti-Second Amendment. And you think you lost because you didn't go far enough left? Look at the polls and the reasons that people voted for Trump. People were afraid of having more and more government in their lives. More and more job losses. More and more businesses going to other countries. Would you believe that it's bad or wrong to honor the American flag? You think that the United States is the best country on the planet, or you believe that America and its people are exceptional? If you don't believe that, then you're alienating mainstream America. Because even those Democrats, those union employees that live in Wisconsin, Montana, Michigan, they love this country. They're Americans. They're hardworking Americans. And when you call them stupid or crazy or morons because they're even thinking about voting for Trump because he's going to protect their Second Amendment rights and their First Amendment rights and their freedom of speech or worship of religion rights, and you have shown over and over again you could care less. You even said your two leaders, Cain and Clinton, said they would pass laws to keep you from worshiping the way you want, believing the way you want. That's bad. You see, the great thing about being an American is what this country stands for, right? Many people legally immigrated to America for a better way of life, safer, non-war-torn environment, better education for their kids, clean streets, clean water, less corrupt government. Well, they screwed up on that one. And freedom to worship or not worship. That happens within the boundaries and the borders of the United States of America. Nowhere else. People didn't flock to Russia or India or pretty much any other country you could think of for freedom of religion, for freedom to build their own business, for freedom of speech. They came here to America. They wanted life the American way. They didn't want to make America like India. They didn't want to make America like Russia or Greece or Italy or Spain. No. They wanted to be Americans. They wanted to come to America to be Americans, and they knew what that meant. And they brought some of their culture, which is great. I think it's wonderful. That culture is why we have pizza and tacos and sauerkraut and yogurt and so many other cultural foods. But they all assimilated and became Americans, did they not? I mean, seriously. Much of the Democrats based from all over the country, they voted for Donald Trump. Those people, your base, Democrats, were tired of your insanity. Tired of you talking down to them and telling them what's best for them and their families instead of listening and representing them. Tired of watching the American or the America they knew and loved slip away. Many of their ancestors came here to get away from religious persecution, heavy-handed governments, socialism or communism with a sprinkle of progressivism. They wanted out of it. They don't want to see it. And they voted for Republican the first time ever in their lives. And guess what? You drove them there. Yet the Democrat leadership keeps pushing further to the left. They believe they are right. They believe they're correct about this. And the Republicans are always wrong. Even if a Republican suggests an action that's 100% in line with Democrat policy, nope, not interested. And if they push to push it through, they're demonic. Even though the Democrats did the same thing. Hey, Hillary, listen up. You lost because you couldn't connect. Democrats, you lost in your quest for global domination because you left behind hardworking, union-based, God-fearing American citizens. Whether you believe it or not, there are millions of them. And I love the fact that you keep pounding on people that voted for Trump. And you're sticking the finger in the face of your own voters, your own base, who voted for Trump. And they didn't vote for him because he was going to do it the Democrat way. They voted for him because they didn't want him to do it the Democrat way. They voted for him because they wanted something different. Right? You call these people uneducated. You call people who voted for Trump haters of women and racists. You are calling your base the working class Democrat American. And remember, half the country voted for Trump. Is that really what you want half the country and who they're going to influence next time around to believe that you think they're just a bunch of morons? That they have no brains, that they don't care? No, come on, seriously. If you really believe that's what America wants, you are truly living in an alternate universe. You're not listening to the people. You're not caring what the people have to say. I am Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. And I apologize to one of the listeners who called in, and it was just too late for that particular topic. There was no way I was going down that road. Not again. I've never done an hour on it. You know what I'm saying? You guys hear about the CNN host who called Trump a piece of excrement? And the thing I love about this, did you guys know that there was a CNN, Reza Aslan, said that this piece of garbage, only he used the S word, is not just an embarrassment to America and a stain on the presidency, he's just an embarrassment to humankind. Isn't that great? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to Girls Night on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged. And, you know, again, I got thick skin. You don't like it? Let me know. You like it? I'd like that, too. I'd like to hear that as well. So anyway, we'll pick up, hey, some of the stories that I haven't been able to get to, that we've been cleaning up. I was talking about this wonderful person who called Trump, you wouldn't call him President Trump, he called him Trump was a piece of crap. And the other thing is, can you imagine if we did that with Obama? Can you imagine if we were calling him those kind of names, what they would do to us? Would have tried it to do us. Now, the host of Fox and Friends Weekend blasted the CNN host for posting a real nasty tweet aimed at President Trump. And it was moments after the London terror attack unfolded. I guess his name is Reza Aslan, an Iranian-American religious studies expert who hosts a Sunday program on the network called Trump a piece of expletive for saying America must get tough on terror. So apparently, you know, he says we need to be smart, vigilant, and tough. We need the courts to give us back our rights. We need a travel ban as an extra level of safety. That was Donald Trump's tweet. And it said some of these left-leaning socialists who don't want to see this country to be where it is, well, where it was, restored to its former glory, they don't care. They don't think we should be there. So what about that? What about that is offensive? I'm curious. Now, Aslan responded by calling Trump the obscenity, as well as an embarrassment to America and a stain on the presidency. No, a stain on the presidency was Billy Bob Clinton, but that's story for another day. The tweet has been altered since the tweet was altered or will be altered when we did the graphic, so you won't see the word because I don't want to do that to some. Now, previously, Trump retweeted an alert from Matt Drudge's report, which said that there had been a terror attack on a London bridge. You know, and Reza, whatever his name is, almost immediately responded. This is why I said to you, they've lost their minds. They don't know how to deal with reality. He sends out a tweet that says, translation, the president is a man baby that must be ignored in times of crisis. So Reza, whatever his name is, would much prefer we don't protect our people. We allow the terrorists of any kind to do whatever they darn well please. And too bad, deal with it. Yeah, Reza, it's not going to happen. The team at Lester Holt's NBC Nightly News tweeted that they would not report on Trump's message because they couldn't confirm anything. Isn't that good of them? I know, yeah, but this is where the left is really going out of their minds. Today in Oregon, I just had it up on the screen. Oh, there it is. So today in Oregon, they had a pro freedom of speech march or rally. Just a rally. And the anti-Trumpers or the haters, they couldn't be bothered with that. They couldn't have that. You can't have Trump people at a rally that are pushing freedom of speech. No, 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 no. Now, what I thought was interesting, and I know some people probably caught this, is they're walking around with signs that say, now think about this, love Trump's hate, while they have backpacks filled with weapons of hate, axes, knives, chains, bricks, crowbars. The cops confiscated all this stuff. So I'm just kind of confused. Again, like I say, they don't use the same dictionary we do. They can't use the same dictionary we do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Explain this to me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, because it makes so much more sense. I don't get, it's just like I said with their duplicity, everything seems to be so confusing, right? Everything is so confusing because when I talk with these people, even when I talk with them not on the show, right? And I say to them, are you serious about this? I mean, do you really believe that violence is the way to go? And their response inevitably is always about, hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do to get your point across. Well, you don't have to hit somebody with a brick. You don't have to bring an axe. You don't have to have a crowbar. Why do you need knives or chains? Really, seriously, look at the majority of these videos. Overwhelming majority of these videos show you the love Trump haters. The way that they see it is you have to have violence sometimes to get your point across. That's what they believe. And I'm getting this from them, not from me. All right, let's have some more fun. MSNBC. Golly, you can't go a night without talking about them. One of the hosts decided that to ask the question. And, you know, I do it here. I tell you all, I like it when you think. However, I don't like it when you're stupid. Right? So here's one fellow who says, let's see, where is he? There he is. right after the London attack on the with MSNBC host Richard Louis, or Richard Liu. I know people with that last name, and it's Louis. Wanted to know if the police were overreacting to the attacks. I guess when a van wipes out a bunch of people and they get out wielding knives, maybe you should sit back and think about it. He went on to say, what is the risk? There certainly is a risk of underreaction, but is there also a risk of overreaction? Yeah, well, if you brought in fighter jets and you dropped bombs on the bridge, okay, that might have been an overreaction. You know what I'm saying? Now, this fellow is actually a law enforcement analyst and commentator. Now, London faced multiple terror attacks that evening when a van plotted the pedestrians and attackers at the Borough Market and stabbed passerbys. Seven people died in that total, and many, many, many others were hurt. So the commentator says, as we've been watching this live, all this live coverage, all of this, is there ever a point where you go, well, that's too much, or you shouldn't be applying that amount of force there? Now, I would love to see him in the middle of one of these situations. Yeah, I'm sorry, some of you won't like that, but I'd love to see him in the middle of those situations. Let's see if he asks the cop, as he's being accosted by one of these, maybe, you know, so-called ISIS people, as he's being asked the cop, hey, I want you to save me. Don't use too much power, though. Don't go overboard. I don't want you to hurt the guy. You don't need to do that. The one of the other panelists, Kavanaugh, he dismissed Louis' question, saying the response cannot be too large. When I say, well, in the city, that's experienced the attacks of multiple attacks. Really, I don't think the response can be too large. And you need to use whatever pressure or presence to push it down fast and quickly. And what do you guys call this? Monday night quarterbacks? Right? When somebody decides that they know better than the person that was actually there? You know, when you don't have all that pressure on you, when you don't have somebody sticking a gun in your face coming at you with a machete, all of a sudden you know how to do it better. Isn't that wonderful? And the last story of the night, which is really good. Kathy Griffin. You know, when she came out crying, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't want Barry to be upset. That was never my intent. Bull puggies. A couple of years back, well, not even that, almost a year back, Griffin promised to beat down Barron Trump. That's right. She put out in a story, she put out that comedy, or people of comedy, should go all out after President Trump, although she called him a POS, you know what that means. She says, I'm happy to deliver a beatdown to Donald Trump and also to Barron. You know, a lot of comics are going to go after Donald hard. She said that, and my edge is that I'm going to go direct for Barron. I'm going to go get in all ahead of the game. So she lied. But she'll get a pass. Why? Because she's a Democrat who hates Donald Trump. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for hanging in there with us today. We'll be back tomorrow. We're here Monday through Friday. Hopefully you are too. Again, have a great rest of the day, and God bless.